You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, we are back with This is Paris. Hunter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Again, you've had a busy week. I saw on your Instagram you did something with LACMA, a new fund. Tell me about this.
I'm so excited to announce we have the first ever female-focused NFT fund at a major museum.
Wow.
So I'm just so proud to really uplift and empower women in the space. And Carter has been on the board of LACMA. So when we were talking about digital art one night, that's when we all came up with this, with Michael Govan and the whole team there at LACMA. And I love how I'm going to be, you know, bridging together the traditional art world with this new world of art. I hosted this amazing dinner at the museum and Krista Kim came. She's an NFT artist that I just really admire and look up to. And so many people just who really are supporting female artists.
It was amazing. It looked like the nicest dinner I've ever seen. It was outdoors, right? Like right on the LACMA.
Yes, like, it was right outside. And Krista Kim, she actually donated that piece that I just posted on Instagram, which was just so stunning in real life. And the colors kept changing and it just looked like this magical, like metaverse sunset.
If there was ever a sunset that could be Parisified, it would be a metaverse sunset with forever changing colors.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And your week's about to get a little bit better because we have one of your good friends who I've also seen like at your events. So I want to talk to her about that. I saw her at the wedding. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Lele Pons.
Yes. I love Lele. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Oh my God.
Every time I've seen her, she is exactly who you think she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to know what she's like when she's not performing and how often that happens, or if everything is just a chance to make people laugh. It's a pretty noble pursuit in my opinion. So
yeah, she definitely has a gift and talent for making people laugh and smile, and she's just such a sweet and kind girl, and I love her so much.
Yeah, well, let's bring her in. Everybody meet Lele Pons.
Hey!
Hi, sis.
You guys look so much better than me. Oh, my God.
You look beautiful. You always do.
Yeah. No. How are you guys?
Everything's good. Thank you so much for asking. It's nice to see you again. I feel like the last time I saw you was at Paris's wedding.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was. Wow. Wedding.
How was that?
That
for
was
you?
The best day of that was insane.
It was so
that was
much
like
fun.
The best wedding. I cried. You. I laughed. Great.
That was so much
fun. You're married, right? Are you married?
I'm single. No, Paris is married though. Yeah.
No, I know Paris is married, but you're not.
No, no. The next wedding. Yeah. The next 11-11, I will be bringing a spouse. That's a quick turnaround for a spouse, but I'll. Yeah, 11-11, right? Because that's the, you want to do that every, yeah.
I want to do the carnival every year because it's our wedding anniversary and my favorite date.
Please do the carnival every year.
Hell yeah. Put it in your calendar.
Congrats on, you just won an award for your song Picatona, right?
Yeah. It was cool. I was super excited. I mean, it was unexpected. I don't really care about that stuff, but I was like super happy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, cool.
Does that feel kind of nice to like, because you obviously, I think you've dealt with what we've dealt with as well, which is like sometimes if people don't take you seriously when you want to transition to something that maybe has a different prestige, like music or acting or being a business owner and an entrepreneur. So that's kind of a nice validation, even if it's not what you're looking for.
I know. It's been really nice. And to do it with a friend, because I did it with Kimberly Loaiza, and she's like a really good friend of mine. So mm-hmm. It was like kind of like, it's a win for both of us. So I was very happy.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you. You're the queen of NFTs right now.
Yes, queen of the metaverse.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Thank you.
We started, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Hi guys. I'm Lele.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We did a nice little intro for you. We set you up. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Oh my God. Okay.
We really built you up, you know?
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. What's going on with you guys? What's new? Paris? Mm-hmm. You want babies?
Yes. I cannot wait.
Twins?
I would love to have twins. Like if that happens, I will be like so epic.
Boys or girls?
Girl and a boy, I think.
I would love like whatever happens, but I would love a boy and a girl. I think that would just be the ultimate because I just want both. And then probably a girl after because I can't imagine not having my sister. So I feel so lucky to have a sister and I just want my daughter to be able to have what I have with my sister.
Yeah. Oh my God. Honestly, you want to ask me about what I want?
Yeah.
I don't want any girls. I want only boys and I'll tell you why. Cause boys are for the mom. Moms and little boys have a strong connection. I feel like girls are for the dad. Like I'm very vulnerable when it comes to my dad, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like boys, you know, they don't have their period, you know, they don't cry about boys every week. I feel like little girls are mean when they're little, you know, they're jealous, they're mean. It's very rare to find like a really dope girl these days, you know, but like I want a boy because I feel like they're less complicated. I don't know. That's like what I think.
What were you like as a little girl?
Oh, I was a disaster. So because I was a disaster, I don't want to have a little girl. I want a little boy because like, I don't know. I love little boys. I have really good connections with like my little cousins that are boys. And then with the girls, I'm like, they don't want to talk to me. And so I'm like, not. Well, so that's why.
Like when you started becoming really big on Vine and then all of social media, your humor was definitely not like stereotypical girlish humor. Like you were willing to throw yourself into like any wall or table and like do any pratfall. And then I feel like your humor just reached everybody. Like there was no bias whatsoever.
I feel because it was more international because I used a lot of music and I just did physical comedy. So people that didn't understand English or Spanish or anything would understand it because it's all about, it's like Charlie Chaplin. Like you understand it. It's international. You don't have to speak the language to understand that. So I think that was a big part.
Did you ever get shy to do anything or are you just zero f***s always?
Zero f***s, especially back in the day, because today everybody's so sensitive. Back in the day, you could do a lot more, but today I am shy. Well, not shy, but I am more like careful. I don't know if you noticed, but everybody's really sensitive these days.
Yeah.
So you can do a lot of things. Like you say if you say something wrong or something controversial or something, you know, politics or anything, you like it's like the cancel culture, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not the same.
No, so. Not the same, but you're still absolutely killing it. I think you have like almost 50 million followers on Instagram right now. And then,
trying.
Yeah, that's insane. Do you ever get weirded out by the fact that that many people watch you regularly?
I sometimes, you know what? It shocks me because it didn't happen that quick. It happened in over 10 years that I've been doing this. So every single million or every single 10 million, I really celebrated it. You know, I remember every single where I was and every single time that I would get like, or 5 million or my first 20s or the 30s or the 40s. I know exactly every single one. So it didn't happen like right now on social media. Everything happens really fast. You know, like I've seen, like, for example, the Charli D'Amelio, like she grew up so fast, you know, in the last two years, she has over 100 million, you know, but back in the day, it was like a little slower. But now with TikTok, it's different. It's a whole story.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the concepts that you do? Do you just collab with your friends, or you just like come up with them on the fly?
You know what? It's really hard for me because sometimes it comes to me because I see something, like, you know, like sometimes you get inspired. You're like, oh, I can turn that into something. Or if so I'm going through something or something embarrassing happens to me, I turn that into positive. If it's negative, like I get friend zoned, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to turn this into something positive. Or I'm talking to a friend, I'm like, let's brainstorm. What is something that happened to you today? What is something that's like, you know, relatable that we haven't done? Cause I feel like I've done everything, you know, it's so, literally I've done everything. Sometimes my friends who are new right now to social media, they're like, why don't we do this? And I was like, I did it. Why don't we do this? Yeah, I remember that video. No, I was like, no, I did that.
You're like the Simpsons of social media, you know?
Yeah. I've done a lot. I've done over 3,000 videos. And I think that, like, with everything, with Vine combined with everything. So
what's the craziest thing you've ever done for a video?
I think being dragged by a car. I don't think anybody should do it. This was back in like my first year of Vine. I was dragged by a car to do a stunt. And I was,
what do you mean dragged by the car? How?
I like put my dress.
Oh my God.
I like put my dress in, I closed the door and put the dress, you know, like in the middle of the door, like,
yeah,
put the dress in the car, in the seat, and close the door. And I was like, and run, go. And then I was like, no, and it was really bad.
Did you get hurt?
For no reason. Of course. No, I've never broken any bones, which is, I'm so grateful, but wow. It's really weird because all my friends are like, oh, I fell and I broke a bone. Or I was like, really? Been dragged by a car. I've been at like everything. I've done everything possible. And yeah.
Is there anything that you've done that you regret?
Oh my God. So many things I've done that I've regretted. And I think, but at the same time, I don't regret it because if I didn't do them, they wouldn't make me the person that I am today. You know, like if I didn't do these mistakes, I wouldn't have learned not to do them, you know, or I wouldn't have seen how bad it is, or I wouldn't have grown as a person. Like I wouldn't, you know, you have to take it as a learning lesson. And yeah, it's something I don't like to do is make the same mistake twice. Unless it's boys. I've done many mistakes with boys, but I don't really like to make the same mistake twice. You know what I mean? That's very important. Well, learn from it, but don't redo it.
It seems like you've learned from the boy mistakes. Cause aren't you in like a fantastic relationship right now?
It took a while. And I feel like parents can also agree with that. It took, you know, like you have to kiss many frogs to find your prince. So
true. You guys are so like, cute together. I'm like obsessed. And he's so kind and sweet. And he loves you so much. And you guys are so damn cute.
I just said, I know about us being cute.
No, yeah.
I know about him being adorable. You know, we are a complicated couple because I'm very complicated as a person. I feel like I drive him crazy, but the reason why this works is because he's so understanding and he, you know, and that's so important to be accepting. We accept each other. We understand each other. Communication is so important, you know? And that's the key, and loving each other, obviously that's the most important too, but it's, you have to be best friends with this person. You have to be so confident to talk about anything. So I think we became like really good friends and then we started dating, you know? So I think that's the key.
So how long have you known each other now?
Cute. We've known each other for 3 years.
Did you, when you met, did you have those sparks right away or?
No. When I met him, you know what? I don't like when guys are on top of me. Like they're obsessed with me or like they like me a lot. I don't like that. I like the chase. I like to chase a guy. That's how I am. You know, like I like to be like hard to get. We all like someone that's hard to get, you know? Yeah. We don't want someone so easy. So he, at the beginning, he really liked me. And then we went through stuff and like he left, got a new, another girlfriend. And then I was like, gosh, I miss him a lot. So I started chasing him and I was really, really in love with him. And then we got together, like, because he saw that I was actually really in love with him and he actually always had the little love, but because I rejected him so much, he like had to like move on, but he always had something in him. And when he saw that I was really in love with him, he came back to me and then, I'm so happy. I'm super happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Paris.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I remember we were talking about it before when you were single. I think we were both single at this point. Yeah, we were. And yeah, we were both just like talking about, oh yeah, in Vegas. And we were like at that party in the CES or something. And we were talking about, that was before I was engaged, everything. And yeah, we were both talking about how we couldn't find any nice guys and everyone is such a piece of shit and all this. And now we have like these nice, sweet guys. Yeah.
Everybody, you know what it is? It's really hard to find a really good guy because everything is online. So you really don't know him that well. And also, like, it's not the same. We're not writing letters to each other. Like, we're here just sexting and it's not romantic. So I feel like you have to go out and meet the person, or you have to actually even have like relatives that know the person and will tell you this is a good person to be with. You know what I mean? Right. I feel like that happened with you, Paris, that this person was someone that you knew and was friends with, like people that you were friends with, you know, so they will tell you he is a good guy. But to meet a stranger and have one, like, you know, like really not know anything about him, you'll get surprises.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, I know. Ultra. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ultra.
Yeah. No. Ew.
Was that the moment featured in your documentary?
Yeah. Saying.
So you met? Did you meet that guy, Layla?
Yeah, I followed him and then I unfollowed him. He got mad at me, like why I unfollowed him.
He
I
was went
like,
crazy. He's like, "Why did Layla unfollow me? You told her to." I'm like, "Dude, like you're so desperate. Like, chill out about followers." Like, he's like, "Why did you not tag me?" I'm like, "Dude, you are so hungry. Like, I cannot when people are so thirsty. Do yeah. people ever do that too? Like, why didn't you tag me and like the picture or something? Like, if honestly, I don't know.
Let me. I'm gonna be honest. I've redone my circle of friends, you know. Mm-hmm. I was in a, you know what I mean, like it like who you're with is gonna impact who you are, you know. So mm-hmm. if you're with bad people and if you're with people that are negative, you're gonna be negative. So I said to myself at one point, I'm gonna change my circle of friends. I'm gonna be with people that actually help me grow and help me be a humble person. So everybody mm-hmm. that I'm with right now, I know them from high school. It's my family. I've learned that they're not hungry for fame. They're willing to help me. But that's why one of the reasons why I moved back to Miami is because, you know, when it was a quarantine, a lot of TikTok was becoming a big thing. So everybody moved for what? To become big, to get followers. So I was like, I don't know who's real anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously Paris is one of the main people that is actually humble and true. I don't know how, because you're enormous, but you have stayed so humble and so simple. You know, when somebody meets you, you always are willing to take a picture, never says no. So I liked you for that. You know what I mean? When I first met you, you came to me, you know, I wasn't even that big, but you came to me and you said, I love you. You're like, I don't know. You were like, let's hang out together. I was like, wow, I love this. You know what I mean? Because I hang out. Like, it wasn't about like, let's take a picture. And I was like, let's hang out, mm-hmm. you know, let's do stuff. Like, and I love that in your wedding, you didn't really care about social media or the pictures or nothing. We didn't even have our phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that for me was amazing because you were present. And I feel like we're not present anymore because of social media. So and that's something that I do here a lot. I put my phone away and I'm present with my family, with my friends. I go to the beach. It's amazing. So
I'm so proud of you. You're so like, you've grown so much. You're so mature. And just the way that you think, like, I wish like I like thought about like a lot of this, like back, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I'm really impressed by you and I've always loved spending time with you and you have such a big heart and you're so just kind and sweet and genuine and cool and just a rad chick. And I just feel lucky to have you as one of my friends.
Thank you so much. I am so lucky to have you one of my friends. I mean, when you invited me to your wedding, I was trying to pick an outfit for a month. Like, I was like, I have to make her proud. I have to be in the part. Like, I was so happy that you invited me to your wedding. It was the best wedding. I mean, everything was beautiful. Gwyna was there with me and it's our first wedding together that we went to. So it was just so magical. I feel like because of that, we've been pushing. We're like, should we get married? Should we do this? Like, actually, I told them, and this is true. I told them that if I get married, you're one of my bridesmaids.
Yes.
Because of everything we've been through, you know, like because of like you, what you represent in my life, you know?
Oh, I love you so much. I can't wait for your wedding.
When it's happening. I know. When it happens, when it happens. But you'll be one of the first ones. I swear to God. I'll film your reaction.
Yes.
What's your latest thought on the marriage? Where do you stand? Are you in favor? Are you against?
I would love to get married. I'm ready. Yeah. After Paris' wedding, I'm ready. Before, I wasn't.
But do you want the same kind of, do you want a big wedding? Do you want something intimate? Do you want to do what Paris did?
I want a big wedding because my family is like very, they love to party a lot, you know, they're always partying every week because Miami. So I feel like I want to can like join like the, my LA friends with my family, with my friends from like, I have like many, like the Latin friends, the American friends. Like I would put you Paris with Mark Anthony. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I just want to combine everything together. You know, I would put like Logan Paul with like Rosalia or something like that. Like I would just want to join everything together. It would be a show.
I think Logan but, would be very happy with that seating arrangement. So you could make some new relationships happen.
Yes. And I feel like after seeing that Paris had a huge wedding, because I know it was intimate, but at the same time, a carnival, you see, that's how you should do it. A wedding should be 3 days. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big deal. You shouldn't just have one day. You should have a whole week.
I agree.
Look at this like, trend you've started.
I know,
this,
inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring Lele Pons into having a 3-day wedding. It's going to be just as big of an event. Would you do it in Miami?
I would do it in Miami because I have a lot, like, I feel like Miami or LA, but I feel like Miami is, good thing I'm not going to do it like in like Costa Rica. No one's going to come. You know what I mean? But Miami is, you know, like everybody knows someone in Miami. So you'll stay with them.
And everyone loves Miami. So it's not like going to some brutal place where like I'm getting married and like I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, yeah, right. Let's Napa. Go to like Egypt.
Yeah. No.
Egypt.
I think you're married, but you're from are you from Venezuela?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a lot of family still there?
No, I don't. Just my dad's side of the family, but I don't have that many family right there. No. Oh, okay. I feel like they all moved to Spain and to like other places of the world. Yeah.
So the end,
I feel like
Miami's the place to do it then.
Yes, Miami has to be the place to do it. It's going to be fun. I promise you. It's not going to be like Paris. I'm not going to have Demi Lovato singing for me, but I'll sing for myself.
You might have Paris singing for you though. Stars Are Blind is becoming the number one hit all over again.
I would love that. I mean, I saw Paris. You played for Olivia Rodrigo's like Grammy after party.
Yes.
That's amazing. You know, like, I feel so like if fun. I get Paris to sing, I'm good.
It happens. It happens. I think with people Paris loves, she's ready to grab the microphone and give you the night of your life.
No, I need a DJ. I feel like Paris is going to have the most jobs. She's going to be my bridesmaid. She's going to be like my advisor, the DJ. Like,
yes, the wedding planner.
The wedding planner is going to be like, I'm going to borrow her dresses because she had like so many beautiful dresses. Wow. No, that was amazing.
I know how to do it right.
Yeah. Do you think you're the type who's going to cry at their wedding? Like, are you going to sob or are you going to be composed?
You know what? Okay. I'm going to just expose myself right now. But first of all, I do cry and I cried in your wedding. But you know what I would love to do? So Wine is someone that's really good with words, right? So his vows are going to be amazing. That's what he said. He's like, I'm so good because I'm a rapper, right? So I know, like, I'm great at that. And I was like, what if I get pregnant like a month before, and while I do the vows, I show that I'm pregnant? That's not gonna happen, okay? But like, how cool would it be to be like, I love you, I'm pregnant, like, that would be the best.
And surprise him like on the on the thing, not the stand.
Yeah,
everybody's on the stand. Like, yep. Yeah, that's that is like it. It's like you're writing the plot of a pretty crazy movie and you're just trying to do it, you know.
It'll
as
be a really great
show.
TikTok too.
Yeah, it'll be a great
TikTok. I know the only person allowed to have a phone is Paris, so you got that responsibility.
And I have to film the TikTok. Yes.
That's cute.
I'll like literally be like, when I'm about to say it, I'll be like,
do you think you're, I know you're close with your dad. Do you think your dad is going to cry at the wedding?
Yeah, I know. He is going to cry at the wedding. I feel like everybody's going to cry. I feel like Paris, you were in Britney's wedding, right?
Yes.
I feel like I saw a picture of you and you were like this. You were like emotional.
I was so happy for her that I was getting, like, I was crying just seeing her up there. Just like, more than anyone, she deserves that like happy fairy tale ending. Just to see her up there. I just felt like like my sister was getting married and like, I don't know, made me cry. Cause I don't really go to weddings. I've only been to like mine, obviously, my sister, my brothers, and like very few weddings because I'm always working and busy.
Yeah.
But of course I had to be there for that. And it was very beautiful and romantic.
No, I saw everything. I was like, you looked great. That black dress.
Oh, Versace. I love that gown. Versace. She's amazing. Her dresses are
Donatella.
Insane. Yes. And she's so cool. So she's amazing. So
I've never
fun.
Met her, but I heard great things about her. I'm like, man, I've met Dolce & Gabbana, but I really want to meet Donatella. Like, she's amazing. Everybody wears Versace.
Yeah, it's iconic. Literally.
Yeah. No, I live, because I live here, I actually pass by the Versace mansion, which is beautiful too.
Yeah, I've been to events there. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And no, I'm really happy that you guys are doing a podcast, guys.
It's fun, right?
You do everything. Paris, you are.
She is. There's everything. Nothing untapped in Paris's like, world.
I was like in your cooking show. I was in, now I'm in your podcast. I was in your wedding. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, I love you. I can't wait for the next thing.
I think it was Shakespeare who said, the world is just Paris events and we're all just guests in it. That's the Shakespeare quote. Yeah.
100%. I'm so excited. Oh, and then I went to your glasses, the event.
Oh, yeah. Sunglasses, the key.
Yeah. Which I love. I still have them there. But yeah, something, always something new, which I love. And that's how everybody has to be, evolving. Mm-hmm.
But that's you too. You've got your brand new YouTube competition show, Exposure.
Yes. Tell us about that.
No, it's finding like creators who are super talented. And, you know, I think it's not about like hosting. It's more about like, or judging. I think it's about like kind of helping them to like, you know, push their limits. Because they're all so talented, but you know, this is like a really tough world. Like, right, Paris? Like, you're gonna have to teach them, like, you're gonna have haters and you're gonna have to have a really thick skin. Because on today's world, like, you know, it's gotten to a point that they're just like numbers. Like, it's just like computer people. Like, it's like Patricia 12347, like, it's, for me, it's just like a name, you know, it's not even a person anymore, because like, you're never going to meet the person. You're not going to know who that person is. They're going to disappear. Sometimes you click on the hater and they're usually like someone that has or zero followers, never posted before, or posts about like dark stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's really weird.
It's very sick and people.
It's very sick people. But I honestly think that those people are either very depressed, have something going on in their lives, and the way to let it out is to make somebody else feel the same pain that they're feeling, you know? And I think that, you know, I'm like, man, I wonder why he's so hateful. So I wonder what's going on in his or her life right now that she has to say this. That doesn't make any sense. But you know, you just have to understand that the bigger you get, the more haters you're going to get. And that's what I do these days, because I do get a lot of hate. I put my phone away and I try my best to post and never look at the comments anymore. I don't look at the comments. I like some of the first comments are always the my friends, like you and like Guayna. I liked all those comments, but I don't care, because those people don't know you. So they're never with you every day. They don't actually understand you. So why are you going to, you're going to tell me that person, whatever they're saying, they're gonna say who you really are, you know, they're gonna label you. No. So you know what, it's experience, because everybody gets emotional with negative comments, but it's, you have to go through that to actually become strong, you know?
I agree.
This is Paris.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro: amazing taste. Pro: pairs well with anything. Pro: probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is a big difference, though, because I know that not long ago, well, not long ago in perspective, but you used to have a really hard time with the negative comments and used to like read all of them and it used to kill you. It's just like, so that's really great that you've got this new outlook, and I think a perfect time again to be sharing the wisdom with the next generation.
Therapy, a lot of therapy. Like I have therapy 3 times a week. And because of that, and I have medication, everything, and my support system is so important, because sometimes you are weak, right? Sometimes you're weak and you want to cry and you want to look at the negative comments and believe them. And there's always that one person who's very wise to tell you, what are you doing? And tells you what's really going on. And I believe that that's what makes me strong, is my family and my friends and those who love me. So yeah. I think it's a combination of everything.
Yeah, it matters. That's what I feel like. I used to care so much too about what people think, and I would read everything, and it's just so toxic to even let that into yourself, because obviously the person doing it, nobody who's happy with their life or is anything you should care about is going to be vicious and have the time on their hands to go and do that. So
100%.
But I feel lucky. Like in the past couple of years, there's been no mean comments. People have been so nice.
No, people have been very, very, people really do think that because you're, famous and because you're Paris Hilton or me or anybody who has a big following, that you guys don't go through the tough moments. You know, it might not be as tough as what other people are going through, but you are human, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're human. You go through stuff. You're not perfect. No one's perfect. We'll all be happy. So, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that's why I became kind of close to you, because I was there in some of the moments that you were vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm vulnerable too. So let's talk. Let's talk it out.
It I'm is sad. Really You're important.
Sad. Yes. It's like, let's have a depression party.
So. Yeah, it's good for people to be real. And I was so proud of you and what your doc series that you did, just being so open and honest. And I know that helps so many people who are going through the same thing to not feel alone anymore. And I'm so proud of you for doing that and using your voice and your platform. It's really powerful and really impactful. And I'm sure it's changed and saved lives.
Thank you. You too. I mean, you went to the White House.
Yes.
Right. Like, you are an advocate. But you stand up for your beliefs, and that pushes people to do the same thing. You know, you have to, if you're an influencer, you have to influence people. You have to kind of be a role model in the best way you can, you know, be yourself. People love real people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's why since the beginning, you've been so real. And that's why and that's the thing, you've been in every, era of Hollywood. Like, you've always been there because you're real. Mm-hmm. And everybody respects you, you know?
Thank you.
And unlike me, you get younger every day. So, like I don't get younger, but
I feel like you've been, you know, especially you look back at your earliest vines, because I don't know if you remember this, but you came on one of the shows I did when I was back at Awesomeness TV. It was Go 90s, yes. Top 5 Live.
Wow.
I have a photo of us breaking sugar glass bottles on each other's head, and that's the only photo I have with you, and it's so appropriate.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have been, let's see, I've been doing social media like Vine for 9 years. 9 years. Next year is going to be 10 years. So I'm really excited.
And you can't say that you haven't just gotten better and better looking the entire time. Do not lie to the audience right now who can't see you.
Honestly, when I first started Vine, I had my old nose and I got my new nose. So I can say that I've become prettier because, like, honestly, like, I'm so happy I got a nose job. but I don't know. Trends, maybe, like, you know, I think that's also a thing. Like, you're like, oh, this is I like to be like maybe blonder, or like I want to get tan. This person's getting tan. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like when I started, you know, I was like, I didn't really care about like how I looked. But then when you get older and you have a boyfriend, you have to take care of yourself, right? So like, you can't be like all crazy like I was, you know. I have to brush my hair in the morning, brush your teeth.
You can't just get like, dragged by get cars, you know,
you
and then come
get
home.
Dragged by cars.
And then come home to your boyfriend. Yeah.
Calm the fuck down. You know, so I do my pedicure. I used to eat my nails. Now I have my nails done, you know. So yes, I'm definitely evolving, you know. It was a mess. But yeah, that's who I am.
I think it's just a happiness and a confidence too that comes through. I think same with Paris. Paris just gets happier and happier somehow every single year, which is crazy because she's already like the happiest person I know.
She's really happy.
Yeah.
She's
where did it come from? What's going on?
No, but like, there's honestly, like, it's because of like her personality. You turn something negative into something positive. She chooses that.
Yeah.
You know, and when you choose, because you can choose to let the problems really hit you, which is normal because it's okay not to be okay. But I think Paris, you know, moves through that. She moves on and she tries to like be better or make a situation better than what it is, you know? So I feel like that's the key to be happy.
You only live once, make the most out of it.
You only live once. That's where slimming came from.
I saw in a movie the other time too, it said like misery is a choice. And that like hit me. I was like, what? Like you can choose to feel the way you feel is your reality. I don't know, something like that. I have to read it again, but it was interesting.
You can't control other people or your or like your thoughts, because you know you might get a really bad thought, but you can control your actions. You know what you're gonna do with, if you're sad, right? If you're sad, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna lay down because it's gonna make you more sad, or are you gonna get up and try, which is really hard, willing and trying to get up. And make the best out of it. You know, sometimes what I do when I'm really sad, I dance. Like I start dancing and jumping, because when you're that, you're sending signals to the brain saying like, why? The brain's like, why are you dancing? You're sad. You know? So I'm just like, no, check it out. I think Rihanna one time said, I don't know if you saw this TikTok, but they were like, what do you do when you don't feel as confident? And she's like, pretend. Remember that? She said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my favorite quote was something that Johnny Depp said, which was, oh my God, what did he say? He was like something like this. If I don't say it right, it's like it's something about strong and weak. People who cry, they don't cry because they're weak. They cry because they've had to be strong for so long.
I remember that quote.
Something like that. If I say it wrong, I'm sorry, but it's something about like when you're strong for so long, then you know, like you sometimes break down, you know?
Yeah.
I just looked it up and
you're pretty close. That was almost exactly it. I think it was people cry not because they're weak, it is because they've been strong for too long.
Yes. I like that.
You were one word away. I give it to you. You know, if this was Jeopardy, I'd say that's 1,000 points.
I love Johnny Depp. I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
I love him too. He's such an amazing actor and He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you met him before?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you ever have to ask Paris, did you meet someone? The answer is yes, multiple times. I have yet to find someone and go, have you met this person? Paris go, the only thing that could ever happen is Paris might tell me, she goes, I haven't met this person. And then I'd find out, you know, like I'd go talk to the person at some point and they'd be like, oh yeah, I've met Paris. And then I go back to Paris and Paris goes, oh yeah, we did. I forgot. She's met so many people that she's forgotten about meeting more people than I've ever met.
I mean, when you meet that many people, I mean, so many times someone's come up to me and been like, oh my God, hi, how are you? And I'm like, you just go with it though. Go with it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen you in like so long. Wow. What are you doing now? Like, and they're like, you don't remember me, do you? And I was like, no, of course I do. You just play it off.
That happens to me all the time. And I've learned, instead of saying like, nice to meet you, say nice to see you. Because when you say meet and they're like, we've met 100 times, I'm like, oh my God, I'm beyond.
I've learned that from
Paris. I usually say, oh my God, how are you? I go straight to the, how are you? Oh my God, how are you?
Who are you?
Oh my God, who are you? Imagine you just say, who are you?
It just depends on how fast they run up to meet you. You'd say, how are you or who are you?
If they come up really happy and like, oh my God, excited, like as if they really know you, you're a mess.
Yeah. I do want to ask, you've done now, your music is just doing really well. I know you've got more of that coming and you've got obviously hosting and exposure and everything on social media. Is there anything else that you haven't done that you really want to do?
I want to have like, I'm in that mood right now, the mood that I'm really happy with my career and I'm really happy with what I've done. But in personal life, what I want to do more things for mental health, you know, things that are actually going to like change something, you know, because like, I can make people laugh and I can do this and that and create comedy sketches, but like to touch someone, to actually go to a school and talk about mental health or take action, like act for real, like outside of social media and do stuff, be an advocate for mental health, not just post it about it on the internet, but do something, walk or anything.
That's great.
That's what I want to do.
I feel like that's very, very realistic for you to do very soon. All of that and then some.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think.
I did I did Dr. Phil, which was really, I felt like I did something. You know, I talked a little bit about mental health. I went to a school, I went to my school and talked a little bit about mental health, which was very nice to do. But like things that don't even have to be published or like out in social media, just like little things that make me happy. And I'm like, okay, I touched one person today. I touched one life today. I changed something. I taught something. So I think that's something I want to do and I haven't done.
I think you'd be amazing at it.
Yeah.
Do speaking engagements and have like a speech and like you can go and inspire people.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
I feel like Paris is definitely the person to talk to about that now too. Mm-hmm. If you know, as you kind of embark on that journey, because Paris is... She's all the way up the steps of Congress, you know, she's already embarked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, what's crazy, like what I want to do is, it's so sad because in schools, there's not a class for mental health that teaches you disorders and what's going on and how to treat yourself. There's not a class. There is a guidance counselor, but I mean, a class, like an actual class where you get A's and B's, like a subject being like mental health, because you can be the smartest person in school, but if you're not stable, it's going to be very hard for you when you get out of school,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. I've met many people that were brilliant in school. And then when they got out, they already had something, you know, and they didn't treat it and they didn't go as far as we thought they were going to go. So be stable, you know, like, you know, work on yourself. Work on yourself. So important. Be healthy. Work out. You know, I feel like working out is actually really good for your health.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure.
That's one of the things that eat healthy. I don't do that. But what am I talking about? I'll say it, but I'm not gonna do it.
Every time I look at your story, it's like Lele at one of the coolest looking restaurants in Miami with a dish that's got almost every dish that I think Lele's entire diet consists of dishes that are based on dry ice. And there's always smoke coming
sparklers.
Out. Yeah, there's sparklers and dry ice coming out from every dish she eats.
Yeah. I eat a lot, but because I'm happy.
Yeah. But also
I'm happy.
I think you're happy, and I also think you love yourself in a way that is really inspirational. I think it kind of shows with that one post you posted recently about cellulite, and the response you got was massive. You posted a photo where you showed your own cellulite, captioned it cellulite. What was the response like, Ted? Is it what you expected?
Actually, a lot. It was very, very positive response. I was shocked. You know, obviously many people were like, ew, that's disgusting. But I was like, I don't know what to do about that. That's who I am. You know, but many people were very happy because there's not a lot of girls who do that on social media. Like, it's, you know, they're insecure, which is completely normal. I mean, social media is a world that, you know, if you're not perfect, like everybody like points out stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, here I am. Like, I have, because honestly, I have a lot, like I do. But it's also genetic. My mom has a lot, you know? And right now I'm getting a lot of massage for it to actually like reduce it, but it's always going to be there, you know, if you have it or not. So I was like, you know, like I saw a picture of me, like a fan took, and I had cellulite, and I was like, you know what? Like before this comes out, I'm going to do it. You know,
own it,
because I'm going to expose myself. It's not even exposing. I'm just going to show who I am. In that bottom part.
So, in that bottom part.
The bottom part of my body.
So. Yeah, well, I'm glad you did it, because I did read through some of the comments and the response was phenomenal.
Yeah, people really liked it. It was like, I was very happy. I was like, wow, like very nice people. I feel like the more, that's what I'm saying, you're real. So they respond very positively. So yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing that, guys. Aww.
This is Paris.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is 7 Sliving Questions.
Yes, I'm so ready.
Ready to sliv?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the best sliving answers we've gotten. So don't let me down, okay. Lele.
While
she asks, I'll look for the photo that I have of you and I. It's so long ago.
Okay, first sliving question. What is your spirit animal and why?
My spirit animal, my gosh. Wow. Okay, let me think about that. Okay. My spirit animal right now is I don't know. I would have to say any reptile. So like it could be like, you know what? I like turtles. I like lizards. I like crocodiles. I like everything that has to do with reptiles because they've lived a long life. They're going to rule us. All right? They've been around for a long time, guys. Like they're number one. We're just in their land, you know. But I feel like I want to be that animal that actually survives if there was no humans or a civilization, you know, like those animals that will survive like anything. That's the type of animals that I would be.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's a pretty good answer. It's a weird, sad, dark answer about how short we'll be alive compared to lizards, but I like it a lot.
I mean, yep, you're right.
What is the worst date that you've ever been on and why?
Oh my God, you really want me to say this?
Yeah.
Yes.
I met a guy on Raya, which is a dating app. Mm-hmm. Like we talked a little bit. We met one day, we had one date. And then the second date, he comes to my house with orchids, so cute, you know, like, oh my God, this guy's really nice. And he goes and he's just like, the first thing he says was like, oh, you have a documentary, because I had like a documentary like poster. You have a documentary about mental health. And I was like, I know, I thank you, I do. And he was like, okay, show me like your dress, or show me like what you do. I was like, oh, one red flag. It's not a command. I can't just like do it, you know, like it's not a show. All right. I was like, okay. And then he was like, I'll make you pasta. And I was like, wow, thank you. And then when I was like, oh, like I was getting close to the pasta, I was like, can I taste it? He yelled at me, no. And I was like, whoa, okay, second. Right. And I was just like, okay, why don't we go upstairs? You know, because obviously I called you here for just because I'm bored. So let's go upstairs. We started like making out, right? And he was like, hey, like he was like, you know, like let's have sex. And I was like, sure, right? And then it was like he was like, how do you like it? You like it rough? And I was like, sure, I like it rough. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, I like it rough. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna give you the best sex you've ever had. Okay, cool. And he literally put this down. So he literally was like, so you like it rough? And I was like, yeah, I love it rough. I do. You know, I'm not. But he was like, he slaps my face. He's like, call me your king. I was like, whoa.
Slapped your face, like, or your ass?
You slapped my face.
Face?
He
was like,
whoa.
Tell me you don't like this. And I was like, I love it. He was like, you shouldn't love. Like, I was like, whoa.
Jesus like, Christ. Started off hot.
Stop. And then he was like, okay, I'll stop making out or anything. And then I was like going to pull his pants down, right? And then he was like, no. It's not ready yet.
What,
like, what do you mean it's not ready yet? Then, like I was like, okay. He's like, sleep and I'll wake you up when it's ready.
Sleep?
I'm an idiot who goes to sleep. He wakes me up at like 5.
What?
And he's like, it's ready.
Ew.
And I swear to God, it was like he like put it out. It was like bing. Like it was like it was so small, and I was like, okay, whatever, like I don't really care about big dicks, right? So he puts it in, and I swear to God, does this And then he was like, was it worth it? And I was like, whoa. And I was like, okay, it's 6 a.m. You have to leave. And he was like, you don't want to go for a walk and everything? And I was like, no, I don't. I'm sorry. And then he was like, oh, okay, well, call me later. And he knows I have a boyfriend. He sends me dick pics. Like, I don't have no filter with my boyfriend. So I'm like, baby, like, I just got a dick pic. I just want you to know it. Just, you know, because if what about if he sees it in my phone that someone sent me a dick pic? So I'm here like, here you go. Yeah. Someone just sent me this. And yeah, so that was really weird. Like, he keeps on like being like, yo, so what's, when it's going to be? Or like, and I told him, I have a boyfriend. Like, I'm, this has been like 6 years, you know?
Been 6 years. Like, but, is this someone we know?
No. This is actually on Raya. He's one of, you know, those people that a lot of people get on Raya that are like models of like, that really like not famous at all.
Right.
Thank God. Because if he sees this, he's going to be like, why'd you say that? My dick is that small. So I'm really happy that he doesn't know this. So, but I've told this story before. So it sounds fake. But, you know, we've all had crazy stories. So they all are going to sound fake because they're so crazy, you know? So
this is the craziest one we've ever heard.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, I had to. One guy, like, I reached for my bag and then he was like, are you going to pay? And that's my crazy date story. And then you're like,
really?
Yeah, Layla, you took it to a whole new level in the best way possible.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
That was one question. That was the second question. And that was the longest story.
You're fine. Living
to balance it out, try and find what she would have the shortest answer for, then we'll go to another long answer and we'll just see if we can and balance her out that way, because that was amazing. I'm gonna let you pace yourself.
I'm dying. What's your life slogan?
My life slogan, I got this from What a Girl Wants, the movie. I don't know, with
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. And the guy tells her, he's like, why are you trying to fit in when you're born to stand out? So why are you trying to fit in when you're born to stand out?
So oh, that's
I was
cute.
Like, I love that. I really love that. So I'm going to use that. You know, I don't want to fit in.
Oh, that's really
I
want to
stand out.
That's
so
cute.
That, I think that.
I love that.
I was half expecting her to be like, it was this one story for when these 10 guys that I knew and these 10 girls all met up
in a pool
of Vaseline and we had ourselves a time. Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, when I was 16, I was like, do it for the vine. Like,
that's a bad life slogan. That's what the worst life slogan you can have.
I know. Yeah, no, thank God I don't have that one.
It worked out well, though.
I didn't. I did do that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh my God, I do. Because I was sleeping one night and my dog was barking at a corner of like the house, you know? And like, he was like, but like not barking like rough, rough. I was like, like, and like shaking, but like stood there looking at the corner. And I feel like dogs, and I've heard this, dogs do scent, they have another scent. Yeah, sense, right? That's what you say?
Sense.
Yeah.
Sense. Yeah. They can sense stuff that you can't see. You know, and I do believe in ghosts because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's been sometimes proven. I don't know if you believe in aliens, if you believe in ghosts, if you like, I mean, you don't have proof, but I do believe in them. And I feel sometimes like they don't have to be ghosts, like scary. They can be like, you know, like souls that haven't left yet. I don't know. I believe in that. I'm sorry if you don't.
I do too. Everyone who I've asked that question to, every single person believes, and they've all had an experience or seen something. So
yeah,
I'm the only naysayer.
You don't believe?
No, I don't believe in ghosts, just because I feel like there's been how many ghost shows on these paranormal channels? Like, let's say conservatively 25 shows, all with at least 25 episodes. That's like hundreds and hundreds of episodes, and not a single one has proven that there's a ghost.
Well, they don't want to be on camera. They're camera shy.
There it is. Yeah,
that actually does. Now I believe in ghosts, and I just believe that. No, the only reason I don't believe that's true is in 100 years, when there's a Paris Hilton ghost, it's gonna like look for camera flashes and go redo the lighting, but I want to be in that shot.
But the thing is, like, what? But like, do you believe in like that? Like, because there's been like, you know, the exorcist, like the, like, you know,
exorcisms, paranormal activity. And all them,
I do. And I do believe in that. You know, I feel like it probably is true, you know? So I don't know, you know, if there's a lot of beautiful like things in life, but there's also evil, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll think about it, but I just got to know, we have time for one more Sliving question.
Okay. Who was your childhood celebrity crush and your current celebrity crush?
Okay. All right. So when I was little, I was obsessed with Hugh Jackman, from X-Men. Does that make sense? Like, I just love X-Men.
I feel like
he was so powerful.
I love X-Men too.
I feel like you and every 65-year-old woman from the Midwest loves Hugh Jackman.
Like, everybody's like Zac Efron or Justin Bieber, and I was like, they're beautiful, but Hugh Jackman is I wanted a man, you know, like,
yeah,
obviously not in the moment, but I wanted that when I grew up, you know. So yes, X-Man was like, I loved him. And then right now, my celebrity crush, I'm going to say my boyfriend, because he's probably going to hear
good
this
answer.
Podcast.
Good answer.
And he's a celebrity. So my boyfriend.
Yeah, all right. Well, the only one that I wanted to know is if there was when you were doing Vine and you were part of that huge Vine crew of males, females, everybody. Was there anybody that you had a crush on that you never told?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did tell him.
Who was it?
And it was the most awkward thing. And it was like Juanpa. It was like,
with Juanpa.
I had like a crush on him because I think the so many comedy videos or so many videos that we did together that it got into my head, because we did Zuri Ponds, which was like a ship name for ourselves. Right. And I started to believe it. Once you like, it's like when you get into a movie, right? You start to believe it sometimes, you know? And then I believed it, and I threw like this party for him, and I did everything. I was like, I really like you. Like, surprise, this is for you. And he was like, Lele, you're one of my best friends and you're going to find someone out there. And I was like, Anna, oh, no. You told me to tell him. And I told him. But you know what? Out of every relationship I've had, the one with, we were never together, me and Juanpa, but the one that I've loved the most was Juanpa's, because we are so close. I don't know how I was able to switch from loving him to actually seeing him as a brother. Like, he right now is like a brother to me, who I love and adore, and I adore his girlfriend. But honestly, it's crazy how good of a relationship that we had after that. It was never awkward. And I think it's because he's that type of person that doesn't make things awkward. So if both of you don't make things awkward, you're going to be friends forever. And I mean, it's been 4 years, and I think we moved on. We actually we're super close as friends, and we tell each other everything, you know? So
that's great.
Yeah,
that's cute. He's such a nice dad.
Who doesn't have a crush on Juanpa, though? I mean, that's
okay. No, not now. Like, honestly, looking back, I was like, I don't even know why. Sorry, Juanpa. Sorry.
Well, Layla, these answers have been fantastic. Paris, great.
So
slivers.
Much fun. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. So thank you, sis.
And what are you
dying? Especially the bad date story.
I have more. I have more.
Just come back. We'll do an entire episode about Lele's dates gone wrong. And it'd be great. Well, Lele, it was lovely seeing you again. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
I love
you
so much.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to see you. I'll let you know when I come to Miami too. And let me know when you're coming to LA.
I will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton. And follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop, at Hunter March.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at diamondsdirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.